Third part, question 64. The causes of the sacraments. Article 2. Whether the sacraments are instituted by God alone. The institutor of anything is he who gives it strength and power, as in the case of those who institute laws. But the power of a sacrament is from God alone, therefore God alone can institute a sacrament. As appears from what has been said already, the sacraments are instrumental causes of spiritual effects. Now an instrument has its power from the principal agent, but an agent in respect of a sacrament is twofold, namely, he who institutes the sacraments, and he who makes use of the sacrament instituted by applying it for the production of the effect. Now the power of a sacrament cannot be from him who makes use of the sacrament, because he works only as a minister. Consequently it follows that the power of the sacrament is from the institutor of the sacrament. Since therefore the power of the sacrament is from God alone, it follows that God alone can institute the sacraments. First objection. It seems that the sacraments are not instituted by God alone. For those things which God has instituted are delivered to us in Holy Scripture. But in the sacraments, certain things are done which are nowhere mentioned in Holy Scripture, for instance, the chrism oil with which men are confirmed, and with which priests are anointed, and many others, both words and actions which we employ in the sacraments. Therefore, the sacraments were not instituted by God alone. Reply to the first objection. Human institutions observed in the sacraments are not essential to the sacrament, but belong to the solemnity which is added to the sacraments in order to arouse devotion and reverence in the recipients. But those things which are essential to the sacrament are instituted by Christ himself, who is God and man. And though they are not all handed down by the Scriptures, yet the Church holds them from the intimate tradition of the apostles, according to the saying of the apostle in 1 Corinthians 11:34, "The rest I will set in order when I come." Second objection. A sacrament is a kind of sign. Now sensible things have their own natural signification. Nor can it be said that God takes pleasure in certain significations and not in others, because he approves of all that he made. It seems, therefore, that there is no need for the sacraments to be instituted by God. Reply to the second objection. From their very nature, sensible things have a certain aptitude for the signifying of spiritual effects, but this aptitude is fixed by the divine institution to some special signification. This is what Hugh of St. Victor means by saying that a sacrament owes its signification to its institution. Yet God chooses certain things rather than others for sacramental signification, not as though his choice were restricted to them, but in order that their signification be more suitable to them. Third objection. The apostles were God's vice-regents on earth. Hence the apostle says in 2 Corinthians 2:10, "For what I have pardoned, if I have pardoned anything, for your sakes I have done it in the person of Christ," that is, as though Christ himself had pardoned. Therefore, it seems that the apostles and their successors can institute new sacraments. Reply to the third objection. The apostles and their successors are God's vicars in governing the church which is built on faith and the sacraments of faith. Wherefore, just as they may not institute another church, so neither may they deliver another faith, nor institute other sacraments. On the contrary, the church is said to be built up with the sacraments which flowed from the side of Christ while hanging on the cross. Article 5. Whether the sacraments can be conferred by evil ministers. As stated already, the ministers of the church work instrumentally in the sacraments, because in a way a minister is of the nature of an instrument. But an instrument acts not by reason of its own form, but by the power of the one who moves it. Consequently, whatever form or power an instrument has in addition to that which it has as an instrument is accidental to it. For instance, it matters not whether a physician's body, which is the instrument of his soul wherein is his medical art, be healthy or sickly, or that a pipe through which water passes be of silver or lead. Therefore, the ministers of the church can confer the sacraments, though they be wicked. First objection. It seems that the sacraments cannot be conferred by evil ministers, for the sacraments of the new law are ordained for the purpose of cleansing from sin and for the bestowal of grace. Now evil men, being themselves unclean, cannot cleanse others from sin, according to Sirach 34:4, who can be made clean by the unclean. Moreover, since they have not grace, it seems that they cannot give grace, for no one gives what he has not. It seems, therefore, that the sacraments cannot be conferred by wicked men. Reply to the first objection. The ministers of the church do not by their own power cleanse from sin those who approach the sacraments, nor do they confer grace on them. It is Christ who does this by his own power while he employs them as instruments. Consequently, those who approach the sacraments receive an effect whereby they are enlikened not to the ministers, but to Christ. Second objection. All the power of the sacraments is derived from Christ, but evil men are cut off from Christ because they have not charity by which the members are united to their head, according to 1 John 4:16, "He that abideth in charity abideth in God, and God in him." Therefore, it seems that the sacraments cannot be conferred by evil men. Reply to the second objection. Christ's members are united to their head by charity so that they may receive life from him, for it is written in 1 John 3:14, "He that loveth not abideth in death." Now it is possible for a man to work with a lifeless instrument and separated from him as to bodily union, provided it be united to him by some sort of motion, for a workman works in one way with his hand, in another with his axe. Consequently, it is thus that Christ works in the sacraments, both by wicked men as lifeless instruments and by good men as living instruments. Third objection. If anything is wanting that is required for the sacrament is invalid, for instance if the required matter or form be wanting. But the minister required for a sacrament is one who is without the stain of sin, according to Leviticus 21:17, "Whosoever of thy seed throughout their families hath a blemish, he shall not offer bread to his God, neither shall he approach to minister to him." Therefore it seems that if the minister be wicked, the sacrament has no effect. Reply to the third objection. A thing is required in a sacrament in two ways. First, as being essential to it. And if this be lacking, the sacrament is invalid. For instance, if the due form or matter be lacking. Secondly, a thing is required for a sacrament by reason of a certain fittingness. And in this way, good ministers are required for a sacrament.